Hi everyone, SceneMade here. This video is brought to you by a donation from FatCat, and here is what she's got to say. Hello, SceneMade. I think it's unfair of you to ask me why women are starting to act more traditional and why it's trending on social media. The reason I brought it up is because over the years I've seen the language in the MGTOW community change quite a bit. So men have more originality and unique qualities than women do. No matter how you look at it, there are at least two types of men, and women are just women. That is the general narrative. Red pill, blue pill, alpha male, strong or weak. To me, all these regroupings of men do not actually matter all that much. What I find interesting is that men are allowed to distance themselves from certain men and be unique individuals. I am woman and am a woman, and will always be guilty by association. If not that, then I'm a traitor. Rules I never agreed to, but have to play by just the same. To me, this is not unique to men going their own way. This happens with any social circle that I interact with. In the end, I'll still do as I please, because I know that in the end, I will deal with the consequences of my own actions on my own, like many times before. I've also been wondering about a few things considering the big fight I recently had with my partner during this last weekend. I have three rings on my fingers. One of them I removed and threw at him and said that if anyone asks me about why the two of us aren't married yet, I'll tell them that my partner now has a ring. So go pester him. I also remember you asking about it, Sandman, but you're not the person that made me respond like that. You can call it a proposal if you'd like, but the second ring he bought me was my official engagement ring. He helped design slash pick it out and even paid for it. Why? Because I never intended on giving it back. The third one is my unofficial wedding ring. He had to buy it because I will return it if this is over. While this has been our worst fight, I still don't want to return my wedding ring. If I ever break it off, doing something physical like returning the ring is the best thing for me, since I'm so bad with my words. Returning a ring number 3 is something I saw in a movie and it stuck with me. Whenever I have issues, I usually like to talk it over with them. After this argument, I didn't speak with him and instead I spent 2 nights at my parents, and every time I was asked if I was alright, I answered that I was overwhelmed by a sudden death in the family, which is true as I had a very close family member pass away recently. I didn't call my sister and male friends or female friends for that matter. What I'd like to know is why I can never bring myself to talk to anyone in such a situation. Why does it feel like sometimes hands are squeezing my neck but I can breathe just fine? Why do I feel like I'm drowning in so many emotions when I try and do the right thing and nothing sensible comes out? Because the flood of different thoughts and emotions that I'm having. Why am I like this? I can't remember if I've always been this way. Well, Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. If you talk to someone about your situation with your husband, then it leaves you vulnerable to personal attacks. You can't talk to anyone about it because of your fear of embarrassment. Because if they're female, they'll probably share your story with other women. And if they're male, then they'll share with their female partners, and then those women will spread your story. You have a nasty temper, and if you do something crazy with it, then people will talk about you lashing out, and that will ruin your reputation. And we all know that women tend to care about the way everyone perceives them more than anything. All except maybe a handful of tiny artistic autistic chicks that I've known before. I'll use my magic decoder ring to decipher your message to me in just a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind. Especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women tend to follow the same NPC script while there are near infinite numbers of male personalities if Sigma males are any indication, Clown World Show. Just like the Wokester say that there are 99 different gender identities, there are actually 99 different male personalities. They probably just say that so we couldn't say that about our mental diversity and divergence. Yes, you're a woman, Fat Cat, and your previous topic was about how women are taking on traditional values and defending men all of a sudden. Now it seems like you're doing damage control once again after I brought it up, by agreeing with my points by saying that you're a woman, and therefore guilty of female nature simply by being one. It's not your fault. It's just in your nature. Like you're taking accountability without taking accountability. Rules you never agreed to, hence you're not responsible for. You also appear to be projecting this idea that you're married while not being married. You called your partner your hubby, even though you aren't technically married to him. You speak about potentially returning a wedding ring to end your relationship, but you never actually had a wedding ceremony. To the outside world, you appear to have the status of being a wife with the privileges and potentially wrecking your husband in divorce courts. But you also get to come on here and virtue signal that you didn't marry your so-called hubby, and that you're not like all the other women out there because you're not willing to just get married. But men might say that's probably because Fat Cat inherited enough money from an insurance claim for her medical condition to buy a house, and then marrying a man might put half of her assets under jeopardy. Is that any different than a man asking a woman for a prenup? Also, I'm disappointed in you with regards to your fake wedding ring. You can hold it over his head that you'll return it one day if you decide the relationship is over. Basically saying I have the power, like you're raising a He-Man or She-Ra sword over your head. It's like you're an emotional terrorist. I couldn't imagine living with someone that threatens me that the relationship is over when she throws Gollum's precious ring at me. I've never had that happen to me before, and if I just felt that threat was possible, I would have left before a woman could even use that kind of leverage against me. I don't respond well to emotional blackmail. I guess you probably haven't learned the lesson that the men that are the happiest and work the hardest for you, the woman, are the ones that believe they're free and don't have a virtual sword of Damocles dangling over their heads. Also, when people wanted to talk to you about the whole situation, you conveniently had a plausible deniability story of the funeral to fall back on. It's gone to the point where I've seen these female games in Playbook dozens, if not hundreds of times. And the way I know what you ladies are up to is to think what's the most advantageous situation I myself would be in with the person that loves me. Women clearly don't love men the way that we love you ladies. If you're able to maneuver us into a position that is the most beneficial for you. While men tend to maneuver women into the position that is the most beneficial to women. Maybe the ladies out there listening are just secretly in love with themselves. Either that or natural born narcissists. Fat Cat is smart, but also a dastardly kitty keeping hubby, the man she never married, wrapped around her wedding ring finger. A lot of guys I talk to about women generally being the same, they're like the people at the grocery store trying to pick the best melons. They have their technique of tapping the melons or looking at their color, but in the end, when you open it up, the taste between one melon and the next is negligible. The same goes for all fruits. It's just people feel like they have some control by choosing which one. Most guys are also clueless that they're sorting through the melons, hoping that inside one of them there's a cantaloupe hiding in the middle. That's how delusional most guys are. I have guys that have been listening to me for 5 to 10 years, and even they ask me from time to time if I've come across a woman that's different. The closest I have are those that are hardworking and self-conscious. They don't want others to think that they're lazy or greedy. They're less likely to take you to the cleaners and divorce court not because they're different than all the other women out there, but because they're so self-conscious, in fact, that they're worried about what all the other people think of them. It has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. They are so super sensitive as to what other people think of them, and they have their own fear of looking bad, which is eating away at them. If any guy out there listening does choose to be with a woman like this, make sure she gives herself a hard time instead of you. Then again, women like this is probably going to want you to be the most perfect man possible, because she's so worried about how you're going to reflect on her. So I think I'll have to take that back. But if you're a man that's just as self-conscious as she is, and paranoid about the way the world sees you, then I'm sure that both of you could go off and be unhappily together as stressicles for the rest of your lives. Funny enough, the people that are the most self-conscious in many cases also tend to be the biggest free spirits, doing controversial things that they don't see as controversial while being self-conscious about small talk and social gestures. I guess for many of those are traits associated with being on the spectrum and high in trait openness. But now I'm just babbling about. Fat Cat, try not to give the man that you call hubby, that isn't in fact your husband, a heart attack by holding the fear of divorce over his head as a way to control him. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that Fat Cat will probably smash anyone in real life if they suggest that she marries her partner. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Meek.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women claiming they're different than all the rest, but when you confront them about lying about it, claim they're just like all the rest away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.